Welcome to the Young, Dumb, and Love podcast, where we talk about all things marriage.
Our goal is to help equip you to have a marriage that is better than you have ever imagined by sharing real life experiences, getting into the nitty gritty, and sharing practical ways you can start today. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to Young, Dumb, and In Love. We're so glad you guys are here with us again. At Young, Dumb, and In Love. Why did I say it twice? I don't know, but you know.
But why not?
Why not? We're so glad that you guys are back, though.
Yeah.
It's a fun story. About last September, I was listening to the radio, and they were giving away tickets to Blake Shelton. And I was like, why not? So I called, and they answered my phone call, and I was caller number 7. And they gave away some tickets.
Who still listens to the radio station?
I do.
I mean, honestly, so, not
it's just
me.
I like the radio hosts.
Totally.
They're really
okay.
fun.
All right.
So they give me tickets. I just got them like a month ago. So that was last September when I won them. Just got them.
I was like, maybe you didn't win them.
Yeah. Just got them. And so I was like pumped. We're like getting ready to go to the concert. You know, I've never been to a country concert before. So it's going to be a new experience for me. Well, actually, I have. I went to... never mind.
Okay, yeah.
That's not true. But I was super excited. And then all of a sudden, yesterday morning, I get a phone call while I'm taking my daughter to school. And I look at the number and I'm like, well, I don't know that number. And then my daughter has the number memorized from the radio station. And she goes, Dad, it's the radio station. I'm like, oh my gosh, you're right. It is. So I answer the phone call. It's the radio host from there. And they're like, hey, Julian, how do you feel about getting an upgrade to the tickets that you already won? And I was like, that sounds great. I love it. You know, and they weren't bad tickets as it was.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, great, that sounds great. And they're like, okay, we're gonna have them reach out to you. They're gonna give you some new tickets and upgrade. They're gonna send them to you. So later on that day, I get a phone call from the tour manager of Blake Shelton. And he's like, hey,
I'm like, is this a scam?
Yeah. I'm like, what's happening right now?
Is this a scam?
He's like, hey, I heard you won. We're going to give you these tickets. It's going to be an experience like you've never experienced before. And I'm like, sweet.
Let's go.
Turns out they're VIP tickets, and we have a VIP entrance. We get swag.
Just
we
in
get
the front.
We get to sit right. Well, we're not. It's crazy. It's like this like bar stool thing all the way around the stage,
you, like,
and we're right
there.
So Blake Shelton's going to be standing right in front of us, spitting on us while he's singing. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah. When you listen to this, we will have already gone.
We will have already gone.
We'll share an update.
Yep.
But yeah.
Pretty crazy. So
pretty
here
crazy.
We are.
Hey.
Living our best Blake Shelton country song music
Why not?
Life.
All right.
Super excited. All right, Brittany, what are we talking about today?
So today we are going to have a conversation around mental health and marriage. Mental health and marriage.
You know, this is one of those things that I think needs to be talked about a lot more, because the more we talk to people and couples about their relationships and the problems that they're having, a lot of times it comes down to the mental health of one or the other or both of them.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, mental health just in general has gotten, you know, I do think that people talk about it more and more now, which I'm so grateful to see the conversation around mental health happen more often. You know, but as somebody who has struggled with mental health for as long as I can remember back as a child, you know, having a conversation, being able to talk about it openly has been really freeing for me. And then just kind of like how we cope with it. Well, one, me individually, and then in our marriage, and then in our family, and kind of like how it does affect, you know, us. And
I mean, it affects us big time.
I mean, in different seasons. And I think, you know, the reason we've talked about this before on the podcast, but a big reason why we wanted to talk about it again is because I recently experienced, you know, a setback in my mental health. It's something that for a long time, for years, I've had a pretty good handle on, and I do a lot of things every single day to cope with it and to work through it. And recently I did recently have a pretty significant setback. And so I thought, you know what? We pride ourselves on being really honest and vulnerable. And when it comes to our marriage, I would say one of the things that has been the greatest struggle for us is my mental health struggles. Which is very humbling to talk about.
I
mean,
sure,
to be honest, like, I am very open about it, but sometimes I do get uncomfortable talking about it. Yeah. Like I do and I don't. It's weird. Some days I like really, I will just share and be super vulnerable. But I think because it was just so real and raw for me, it's a little more, I'm a little more nervous today.
Well, to talk about it. It's okay though, because someone has to talk about it. Yeah. And I think it's so important that people realize that, you know, just because we have a podcast and we talk about this kind of stuff all the time doesn't mean we're perfect. We go through things too, you know? This is real life things that we're going through. But the biggest thing too is, being able to talk about it is a huge step to moving forward in what you're doing. If you don't talk about it and you keep it to yourself and you let it fester and grow inside of you, it's more likely to turn into something so much bigger than it needs to be when so it's always better to hit it head on. And sometimes the best way to hit it head on is just talking about it, having conversation. And being real. So as we talk about this today, just know this is like real time. This is real life. Yeah. We're going through it again, you know, in some different capacities. But Brittany has come a long way, and we've seen her at the lowest of lows, and we've seen her at her highest of highs. And there's, you know, we're going to love her through it all the time, no matter what, no matter how hard it is for those who are not going through it, you know. Yeah. And so I think that's something we should talk about too sometime. But the spouse who's not going through it and they don't understand why you're feeling that way, like, okay, like, what's actually happening right now, you know? And it really affects your marriage in so many ways. Yeah. So,
well, I think that's, you know, a big, and because this is a marriage podcast, you know, it's like, we want to really bring the conversation around, like, how can I support my spouse if they are struggling with mental health? Or if you're the spouse that struggles with mental health, what can you, you know, how do you approach those conversations? 'Cause it's hard. I mean, this is 18 years of sharing, you know, learning how do we do this? How does it work? You know, and then obviously we have kids, and, you know, I think the hard part too is when you struggle with mental health, you know, and I have, you know, faith to believe that I could live free of it, but I'm still walking through it. That's really hard even on a personal level. And I think that's, you know, a hard conversation for me to have, because I believe in healing and I believe in freedom. Mm-hmm. I am still I still deal with mental health.
Yeah.
You know, I still deal with it, and it's hard because a lot of times, you know, you feel like your identity becomes mental health, and that's
for sure
a hard place to be. And so this is, I mean, like when I say this is like raw, this is like really raw, you know, and I think that everyone's journey is so different in regards to mental health. And so I talk about it, and I want to be really honest and vulnerable. But everyone's journey is different. Like,
it is.
You know, whether you're someone who decides to take medication or not take medication, you know, or like the ways that you navigate it and the conversations you have. And, you know, I just always really want to stress that, like, one, I am not a medical professional. But the other thing too is like, be open to, you know, what that healing looks like for you. Like, have those conversations, you know, talk to a doctor, talk to friends, family, you know, whatever that looks like. But anyway, mental health. Yay.
Yeah. And, you know, and like we said before, this is a two-way conversation.
Yeah.
We have one who's going through it and one who's not. And,
yeah.
You know, and I've walked through a season of mental health when it comes to my life and stuff that I was going through. So now I have a better understanding, but most of my life I didn't ever deal or understand it whatsoever, because for me, I was always glass half full and always optimistic and always could see the bright side. And, you know, and then there was a season of my life not too long ago where it was really hard for me to see the good in anything, you know? And so now I'm like, okay, I get it. I understand what's going on. And now I'm not perfect in my responses and my reactions. And sometimes it's like, oh my gosh, you know, and it's very hard to be a good husband in that sense. But what I've learned from the first thing as a husband, what I've learned is that it's so important just to listen, you know, and just to hear you and not respond and not take on offense. And when I can do those things, it's always better. And, you know, sometimes I literally will have to like remove myself from the room just for a second, just to like, okay, you got this, you know, and give myself a little pep talk and come back and be like, okay, what's going on? You know?
Well, I think, you know, that's the hard part is, if you struggle with mental health, you know, and I, like, you, I don't even know how to say it. I know. Well, it's hard because you already oftentimes are dealing with like so much shame, like yourself, like shame and embarrassment.
Yeah, for sure.
And you know, like you do know that, okay, the things I'm thinking aren't really real, but they're so real to me. Mm-hmm. They're so real to me right now.
Yeah.
And that can be so uncomfortable and embarrassing.
For sure.
And I think that's the big thing, you know? And so just to speak to that, like as someone who deals with that, like just have grace with yourself and, you know, do the best that you can to let go of that shame and that embarrassment. You know, it's why we talk so much about cultivating a safe space within your marriage, because mm-hmm. it's like, because we've spent so many years cultivating this space, like, although it is really embarrassing sometimes for me, mm-hmm. or I'm like, oh, I don't really want to tell him this. I can go to him and now say like, hey, these are the things that I'm thinking that I know are irrational, but I'm having a hard time around these things. And instead of him being like, because I think when we first were married,
mm-hmm.
the reaction would have been, well, that's dumb or that's not real. Like, don't, like, why
would you even do that? Yeah.
You know, and for when you're struggling, like that just will, that's your response to your spouse, like it'll actually silence them more and more then they won't come to you anymore. Yeah. And so as much as like, when I say something, I'm like, I know this sounds crazy. Like I know what it sounds like. It still feels really real to me. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, when Julian can respond in a way of like, hey, okay, like let's unpack that together. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing is like, if you're the one who doesn't struggle with that, like sometimes your spouse may tell you something and you're like, wow, that is interesting.
Oh, for sure.
You know,
for sure.
But I would say you've come a long way and like, okay, let's unpack that. Or like, you know, one question that like, therapy would be like, what evidence do you have that that's real?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so being able to kind of have that conversation for with your spouse.
So what do you do in that situation though, when you say, what evidence do you have that it's real, when there's always going to be some type of evidence on Google, you know? And so like, yes, someone has gotten sick from that, and that's what you're fearing. Mm-hmm. And you look it up on Google and you see a case where it happened, but that's like one out of a billion, you know?
So obviously you're alluding to my specific.
Well, I'm just saying in general.
Disorders.
Yeah. That's really what it is. So like, I want to unpack that because it's so important that we understand, how do we actually have that conversation
when
you can find something that will prove that it's real to you?
Well, and oftentimes, you know, when you struggle, like I do specifically with that, I just need a moment, like a beat, you know, and I have read a lot of books and done a lot of research to mm-hmm. kind of, because my thing is I want to understand, okay, what is going on in my mind, you know, but I think it's really coming back to faith, and coming back to like, okay, yeah, those things might happen, but how can I, this is a really hard conversation for me. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I'm really uncomfortable.
I know.
Today, I don't want to cry, but I'm really uncomfortable today. But it's just like, it's continually working through them. I mean, it's hard. It's, mm-hmm. it's having a spouse that's willing to say like, hey, I realize that scares you, but like, this isn't real right now, you know? And so, because a lot of it for me is a need for security and control.
Yeah.
And when I feel out of control, it becomes really hard for me.
Yeah.
You know? And,
for sure.
So it's just coming back to faith and knowing like, okay, even if something happens, like I have to have faith to trust that like God will be there and help me. You know, and I do take medication because I do suffer from pretty extreme, obsessive compulsive disorder, when it comes to, you know, things like that. And so that obviously helps me. Again, that's why, you know, I believe in looking into the options that you have, because it does help me function.
For sure. For sure.
Significantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done both where I've tried to not be on medication. And trust me, this is, again, is like the realest conversation I'm probably going to have in a really long time. And I probably won't have another conversation like this for a while. Because there's been seasons where I'm like, well, why do I have to be on medication? Or I don't necessarily like all the effects of the medication I'm taking. You know, and again, like I said, like, I'm not a doctor, so ask your doctor. But, you know, for me, it's just something I've learned that, like, wow, for me to be able to function the way that I need to and be able to, like, see the world how it really is around me, it's what I need to do. So, yeah. I mean, those conversations are hard. I can't say there's really, like, a right or a wrong, because a lot of it is just being supportive, which is really hard, I think, you know, and not shaming your spouse, because trust me, the amount of embarrassment and shame that they most likely already have is enough.
Yeah.
They don't need it, like, put on them, you know? So, like, hey, you know, I hear what you're saying, but I want to, you know, encourage you with these few things. That's not really going on right now, you know? And I think a lot of times too, because your spouse, when you struggle with mental health, you feel so alone and you're looking to like for whatever reason, for me at least, when I've struggled, it feels like I'm completely alone. Like there's something that happens that I'm the only, like it's just me. Like I'm alone. No one is going to come for me. No one's going to help me. So if you can go to your spouse and even just say like, hey, no matter what does happen, I'm going to be here.
For sure.
That's helpful. I don't know if I even answered that's great. Question.
No, you're answering the question for sure. Because the from the perspective of the other spouse who's not walking through it, when you have irrational thoughts, it's really hard to understand what's going on up there, you know, in your brain. And so what I've learned is two things. It's always best to separate yourself from the situation. Number one, like if it's something that's right there, don't stay right there in that, in that place.
Yeah.
It's always best to separate yourself, go to a different room where you can process, where you can, you know, do whatever you call your mom, you know, whatever it is that you need to do, that's going to help you process. And especially if you have kids, it's so important to separate yourself in that sense, because, you don't want to put that on your kids, in that situation. And so, but for as the husband, or if you're the wife and your husband's going through it, what I've learned is it's always best to just let them talk, let them say it, what they need to say, because every single time I've ever, like stopped you and interrupted you and tried to tell you, no, that's not real. Like in, like when I do that, it actually doesn't help the situation.
Oh yeah, no.
It almost pushes you further, further down the hole.
Yeah.
It's like almost like, you know, the nail just keep going down and further and tighter, making it worse. Right. Now I would say it's always best just to let you get it out of your system, you know, say what you need to say, speak your piece in a way. And then say, hey, can I hold you and pray for you? Like, like that's like the number one thing to do. And then, okay, let's separate it. What's going to help you move forward? You know, a lot of times, not always for you, but most of the time, working out, going for a walk, doing something that gets your body moving. I've learned that getting your body to move and getting your blood rushing and, and, doing something that's active is typically something that's super helpful for you. So what you have to discover, what is that for your spouse that gets their blood flowing in a way that allows them to separate themselves from the situation of whatever it is that's going on, that's driving them down into a hole. And so so I asked that question of how do you tell them it's not real? Can you give me evidence? Because I mean, like I said, you're going to find evidence
like for
anywhere.
Me, yeah. And well, and that's anything. The hard part is, you know, when you struggle sometimes, you know, it's like a rush of like, oh my gosh, this feels really real. And so if I can kind of step away from that, I think, you know, if you're the spouse, like sometimes just allow your spouse that moment of like, okay, they're going to step away and, you know, you're going to just keep on, you're going to carry
keep,
on.
Keep on keeping on.
You know,
on.
If your kids are around or whatever that looks like, you're just going to keep on and you're going to give them the moment that they need, or you're going to encourage them to, hey, like go for a walk, or hey, why don't you, and this has been a beautiful thing I think that Julian's learned, is he'll just look at me and go like, hey, I'll make dinner. Why don't you go upstairs and take a shower and hop in bed and read a book, or go for a walk, or go call your mom, you know, instead of like, you need to just get over it.
Yeah.
Or you just need to move on. And there are times where it's like, you know what? I don't actually have the capacity to just move on, like go remove myself. Like I have to gather my composure, and I have learned to do that in a, you know, a lot of ways. But I take a breath. Like, honestly, sometimes it's as simple as just like
breathing. Yeah.
Take a breath, walk out of the room for a second, and then come back, you know, and be like, okay, I can do this, you know? And I think oftentimes too, mental health has wreaked havoc on my self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of ways. Yep. Gosh, I'm going to cry again. This is how this was supposed to go.
You're okay.
Why is this happening? This is real. Like, I'm going to pee my pants and I feel like I'm going to cry.
Oh no.
And I'm just sitting in my house. Oh, no.
Don't pee your pants.
I know. I feel like I'm going to pee my pants. And so I think that's the other thing is when you've struggled so long with men, I mean, there's not really a time I can look back. Like, I mean, from the time I was a child, there were things that I'm like, now that I look back, I'm like, oh,
wow,
that was there so long ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I was seeing a counselor in elementary school and junior high and high school. And there just wasn't much understanding around mental health, you know, and it wreaks havoc on your self-esteem.
Yep.
You know, it just does. And so you start to think like, I'm not actually capable of this, or I can't do this.
Yep.
And so it's really like going to the Word of God for my identity and realizing like, I can do this.
Yep.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And that's been huge for me. And I think I'll probably, gosh, I'm so mad at you for making me do this.
I'm not making you do it.
We laugh because sometimes I don't know what else to do, but play with my hair. I am realizing that the cactus thing in the back grew one of the things.
Oh yeah, it did. Really fast.
Or the not cactus
squirrel.
Thing, the shoot, the thing.
It's that's why I keep that window closed so you don't get distracted.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, there's gonna be a lot of editing in this episode, but
so I'm realizing.
For me. And I'm going to make this because this has been really helpful for me. Like I have a list of scriptures in my journal, just, you know, that I share, that I just speak over myself or for remind myself, like, you know, about anxiety, about, like who I am and what I'm capable of doing and who God is and that he's there. And that's the thing for me is like, you know, just reminding myself of who I am because it takes a hit on your self-esteem.
Well, what you're saying right now is basically speaking truth over yourself in moments of where maybe the truth isn't what you're hearing.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's one of the postures for our brains that we have to learn how to do. We have to change our minds immediately, right? You have to take, I mean, that's in the Bible. Like you have to take control of your thoughts. You have to take captive the thoughts that do not belong and cast into and to God and allow him to be in control of your life. Right. And so when you take captive those thoughts, like let's say, you know, you're struggling and you have a thought that comes to your mind and you just can't get out of it. That's all you're thinking. That's all you're saying. If that's all you're ever going to say over yourself, it's going to be really hard to get out of that. And so you have to learn how to revert your thoughts to something that's more positive and forward thinking. And so, I will not fear because, and then start speaking those over your life and over your mind, because your mind is a very powerful thing. And we've learned through trial and error that it really does help change your mind. And you may still deal with whatever it is that's going on, but you've learned how to switch on the positive of who God is in your life what he's designed you for. And so when you can switch it and if you can catch it right away and just start doing it right away, remove yourself from the situation and start speaking truth over your life.
Yeah. Well, and I think two things came to my mind when you were talking about that. One is there are going to be seasons where it's exhausting. You're constantly having to speak to the lies that are coming to your mind.
Yeah.
And I mean, that was kind of the season I just, you know, have now coming out on the other side of, like, it was all, like, it felt like it was all day.
Yeah.
You know, and especially because I would, like, when it was mom time, you know, mornings and then the afternoons, evenings, when the girls were home, I was like, nope, I'm going to be mom. I'm going to show up. I'm going to do everything I can to put on that, like, you know, I'm doing well, you know, because that's important to me, you know. But it, like, during the day when it was just me, or, you know, we were home or whatever, I was working, like, I would have to literally speak to that all day long. Like, yeah. No, you can do this. You can do all things. No, that's not true. That's not true. You, like, constant.
Yeah.
And so there are going to be seasons where you're like, literally, I'm talking to myself all day long, speaking truth. But also, like, if you're the spouse of the person, like, you speak those truths. Like, you don't have to go digging for them. Like, they're right there. Yeah, you know, like,
for sure.
You don't have a spirit of fear. You have a power, love, and a sound mind. And I will tell myself all the time, you have a sound mind. You have a sound mind. Your mind is sound. Like, you know, just from, like, telling myself, you have nothing to fear. You don't have to be anxious for anything. Mm-hmm. You know, just taking those scriptures and then just repeating those words to myself. You know, and so I will put together, like, I'm literally going to put them on a PDF and you can download them. And I will even write, like, what I say to myself.
Yeah.
When, you know, cause they're huge for me.
Yeah. So good. That's so good. And as my side, the spouse that's not going through it, right? In those moments, it's so important to just be patient, you know, not react and not, and it is, it's very hard. It's very, very, very hard. And there's times where I'm like, oh my, like, Jesus, I need you more than ever right now, because I want to say things, but I can't, because if I do, it'll make it worse, you know?
And that's the hard part, is like the effect it does have on marriage.
100%.
And I'm not going to share statistics, because they were not positive, and I don't like to align with the negativity. But when a spouse struggles with mental health, it can wreak havoc on your marriage.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's why I'm willing to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, there's a way, one, there's life after mental health, or at least there's a marriage that can flourish and have life, mm-hmm. even if one of you does struggle with mental health.
100%.
And I think that sometimes that light can be hard to see.
Yep.
You know, but we know it's there. I mean, we've been together.
Almost married 18 years.
Yeah, almost married 18 years. I'm getting to the point where I actually have to stop and think about it. That's how long it's been. 18. Guys, how old can I possibly be? Not fair. But anyway, I just, you know, that there is a marriage that can be flourishing.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why it's so important to get the help that you need. And that's why, like, when I was, which we've talked about these exact things before, but, like, seek outside help.
Yeah.
You know, doctor, therapy, you know, there are resources. And that's a great thing about, you know, I think, I don't know how long, I feel like mental health, the conversation around it just grows every year, which I love to see, sure. You know,
but it's been taboo for a long time.
It has. And especially within the church, often, I think it can be taboo, you know, cause a lot of the messaging that I received around my mental health and medication, was negative, within the church in general. And I'm seeing that fall away in a lot of ways, which I love
shifting.
To see. Yeah. Shifting. So, seeking that outside help, you know?
Yep. And then the second one is speak the truth in love, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to allow you to say what you need to say, but I'm also going to speak the truth over you with love, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
But here's the truth.
Yeah.
This is not the way it is. This is what it actually is. I love you so much and I believe in you. You know, like saying stuff like, I know. But I love you and I believe in you. Like, knowing that they love you and that they believe in you probably will make the biggest difference, because that's when you said, I feel alone. Those are the moments where you go, okay, I'm not alone.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
You know, being able to say, I hear you, I see you, here's the truth. Yeah. And I'm going to speak it over you. Okay. Yeah. That makes the biggest difference. And I feel like a shift in even just your posture when I do that, when you're going through something and there's a shift in your posture when I go, I hear you, I see you, I love you, here's the truth. And, And sometimes, you know, I'm like, all right, let's pray. And you're like, no, you know, and you can get mad at me and not want that because you know that it's the truth. And you, what you're feeling is like, okay, maybe I'm being crazy right now. Right. And that's the thought might be going to your head. So it makes you mad and it makes you angry. But as soon as I just pray over you and talk with you and tell you, I love you, it's like,
well, I love that you said that. I mean, I do, but I don't. But anyway, I think there's two things. Like, one, if you are trying to support your spouse, you may need to you're going to have to. I'm not going to say you're going to need. You need to go to the Lord and really ask him, hey, remind me of the goodness that I see in my spouse. Yeah. Show me my spouse through your eyes.
Yeah.
And, you know, because it's going to be tough. You're going to be like, wow, who is this person? What is going on? And then two, one thing too is when you know someone is hurting, your spouse is hurting, if they're struggling with mental health, they are hurting. You may not be able to see it on the outside, but you know, the inner turmoil. You love them so much that you don't want them to stay there, and telling them, I love you so much.
Yep.
I'm not going to let you stay in this.
Yeah.
Let's get up. And I remember, you know, there, when I first really struggled, and this was years ago, almost 10 years ago, mm-hmm. where we really saw this is an issue.
My first real experience.
This is an actual issue. You know, there were always some underlying things, but wow, this is actually going to be something. It would be no, you're going to get up. You're going to go take a shower. Because I love you so much, I'm not going to let you just stay right here this place. You know what I mean? And that can be frustrating. If you're the spouse that's struggling, you're like, just leave me alone. Mm-hmm. Just go away.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Let me be in this pity party I'm having.
Yeah.
You know, and although that's not what you're having. That's, you know.
For sure.
So anyway.
Yeah. And I remember that literally being the case. Literally forcing you to take a shower, forcing you to get out of the, literally, I'm like, get up, let's go. Come on. You're not going to stay here. Yeah. No, I just, you know, I'm find her in the closet. Nope. You're not going to stop. I would literally be like, nope, get out. And I'd grab her and pull her out and say, come on, we're going to go for a walk. Come on. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. And
that's
then
just love, you know, and that's the thing is
it is love.
If you are the one struggling right
I
now,
I wasn't mad and I wasn't mean.
No, not at all.
I was just like, no, we're not going to do this. Yeah. Come on, let's get
and
up.
It's, you know, it's, I mean, this whole conversation is very vulnerable for me.
Yeah, we know.
And embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed, but it is embarrassing in a way. And here's the thing, because I think it's fresh, a little, you know, setback. I just walked through. It feels a little more fresh than normal. I'm wringing my hands and all the things. But anyway.
Yeah. And what I've also learned is with that love that I, you know, because that's in a way, it's tough love, because I'm not going to give in to what you're feeling, you know? And mm-hmm. so me giving in would be getting frustrated and mad, or just being like, I know it's awful. You know, there's two ways, frustrated and mad, or going, I know, right? Them. This is giving into the victim, or getting on defense and getting mad and frustrated with you, you know? So those are the two ways that you can give in, where I'm going to give you the tough love of, no, we're not going to go through this. Come on. Yeah. And I'm going to grab your hand and I'm going to walk with you with love. And so what I remember the first time we ever experienced this, I had no idea what I was doing. It was a fresh new thing for me.
Bad.
And so I remember just being like, okay. So I just started calling people. I'm like, hey, this is going on. I have no idea what to do. And I called women of wisdom. That's what I call them. They're women of wisdom. I call them and had very real conversations, and they knew exactly what to do, you know? Yeah. And so they were calling her, they were showing up at the doorstep when they knew I had to be at work, you know, whatever it is, showing up, helping me out in the times where I wasn't able to, because I still had to pay our bills and do the things that we needed to do. And so it's so important that you surround yourself with people that are going to help you take your spouse from the pit to the promise. And so when you can really do that, it's so important that you find those people, grab them, bring them along, ask them. And there's going to be people in your life who can do it, you know, and whether that's,
and there's going to be people that can't,
and there's going to be people who can't, there's literally people who cannot handle it. Yeah.
People, you know, in that season, and like, you know, you're going to need to have wisdom as the spouse. Like
yeah.
one of the people who was really helpful was my mom, which is amazing. And I know yeah. not everyone has that, you know, and then another dear, dear woman who is now no longer with us.
Yeah.
Who, you know, came alongside Julian and was really like a bonus mom to him. And I, and so it's like, but there are going to be people who they in that don't be mad or bitter with them.
For sure.
Some people just, they don't understand. Yeah. And honestly, having them around would actually do more harm yeah. than help, because yeah. they may be like, that's not real, or whatever that is, you yeah. know, and that's okay. Like, we're grateful that they don't struggle, because yeah. it gives us hope that there are people out there that really don't struggle with yeah. mental health. And that's
so in the moral story of that one is find the people who are the most gracious, the most loving, the most understanding, yeah. you know, those are the people that you want to help, surround your spouse with, yeah. because they're, yeah. they're going to help them get out of that pit. But, yeah. But never give up on them. Like never. That's,
yeah.
you have to realize that giving up on your spouse can happen so fast. And it may feel fast, but it's been over time. It's been a lot of build up to that point, you know, or it could be just like, I can't handle this. This is ridiculous. I'm done, you know, and that's where the statistics come in, because it really breaks apart marriages. So yeah. it's so important that you just go, I love my spouse so much, and I remember the commitment that I made to her. And so no matter what she's going through, no matter how frustrated I might feel, I'm going to be there for her. And no matter what that looks like. So I'm going to walk with her every single day. I'm going to show up for her every single day. I'm going to encourage her to go for her walks. Please go for a walk. You know, whatever it is.
Keep walking. Just walk. Walk some more.
But I'm going to show up and never
yeah.
give up on her no matter what. Because yeah. like you said, there is life after
yeah.
mental health. And you know, even though you still will walk through things and you're going
yeah.
through, you're going to learn how to
yeah.
come out of it
oh, yeah.
faster and better.
Yes. Well, and that's the thing, you know, and like you said, faster and better, you do learn. That's mm-hmm. the thing. And you learn how to, okay, you know what, this is a little bit of a setback, but I know I've been here before. Mm-hmm. I know how to navigate this, and you can navigate it quicker and more efficiently.
Exactly.
You know, which is kind of what we just saw.
The scripture that comes to my mind for this, though, is it, every single time you go through something, I'm always like, okay. And I want to remind you, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, right? It's not even though I live in the shadow of death. That's where we almost want to say that when we're going through it, like, I'm living in the shadow of death. No, the Lord allows you to walk through the shadow of death. He allows you to walk through the hard things in your life so that you can come out stronger and better on the other side.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with walking through it. I'm okay with walking through hard times and things that are hard, because I know that through the pain and the suffering of what we're going through, there's going to be things that I learn, that yeah. I grow, and that I completely move forward from, and I'm going to come out a victor, you know, yeah. and the more you walk through it, be okay with that. It's okay. Yeah. Don't feel shame that you're walking through it. Just walk through it.
Just go. Just keep moving.
You know, and
get through
and
it.
And the spouse who yeah. isn't going through it, grab their hand and yeah, walk through it with them.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's going to make the biggest difference in the world. And when you come out on the other side and you see the view of where you were and where yeah. you've gone, you're going to go, wow, we did this. We yeah. made it through.
Yeah.
This is beautiful.
Well, and I love that you said that, because I was going to say, you know, there have been, as much as like, it might sound crazy to say, but because we've walked through this together and we've, you know, never given up, I don't give up and you don't give up on me, like, our marriage, there's a level of vulnerability that I have with you that I can't imagine having had you not been so supportive
mm-hmm.
through my mental health. Like, yeah. I am sometimes painfully, or excruciating for me, like, so honest about, like, this is what I'm feeling, like, stuff that's like embarrassing for me to say,
mm-hmm.
you know, but because you've been supportive, like, I feel like it's opened up this level of intimacy that we have, like, being able to have conversation mm-hmm. and be able to share like the innermost like things that mm-hmm. I thought I could never share that, or like that's embarrassing, because you've shown up, because mm-hmm. you've been there. And so it's like, as much as it's hard, like it has developed our marriage. It has made us stronger. Mm-hmm. We've been able to see like, wow, we can walk through that together and come out on the other side.
Yeah.
You know? And so it does build character.
It does.
Like 100%. You know, mental health, having that, being supportive, you know, yeah, that's what I'm going to say. Anyway, encouraging your spouse to do things you love. I know we've talked about that.
For sure.
Remember who you married.
Yep.
Because it's the thing. It's like, it's temporary.
Yes.
Like, believe that it's temporary. You know, it's a setback. And go like, hey, this is just a setback. We're going to walk through it together.
Yeah.
It's temporary. You know, remember who you married. And for sickness and in health. Mm-hmm. And mental health is part of that, mm-hmm. you know? And then this is what I would say to like the spouse that's like, you know, you're the supporter, like you still need to be filling your, you know, figure out ways that you can like take a break. Whatever that looks like, you know, for you, so that you, cause you are really battling with your spouse. You're really going through it too. Like you're not battling with your spouse, but you're battling alongside them. And mm-hmm. so making sure that like you're in the word, you're getting encouraged, mm-hmm. you're surrounding yourself, you know, with positive things, so that you can then like re-enter that, like, okay, here we go. Like we're going to show up today. Because the last thing you need is for you to become so defeated that then you're both defeated.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure. Let's get you to bed early, get you to sleep.
Hey, it's and then 5. You should go to bed.
I'm going to stay up and do whatever I need to do, whatever that looks like.
But I mean, it's, you know, we talk about ebb and flow in marriage. Yeah. Like there's going to be seasons where maybe, you know, like we had, like where you had to step up and different things, you know, where it's just, that is marriage, you know, and everyone has like, and this is like talking about like, you know, which it was just in one of my devotions, but how, you know, there was this thorn in my side and I asked the Lord to take it from me and He didn't, but I know that in my weakness, He is made strong, you know, that He is there. And, you know, I can't even tell you how many times I've been like, why am I the way I am? Like, take this away from me. I don't want to, you know, like have this struggle, but knowing that like, okay, in my weakness, you know, God is made strong. And so it's like, I don't even remember why I really just said that, but it's like, you know, I don't know. ADHD guys, it's a struggle in real time.
Yes. Well, we want to hear from you. If this is something that you're going through, man, like share with us. We want to be able to speak truth and love to you and help you and encourage you. So, as we said at the very beginning, Brittany's going to, we're going to attach a PDF, and you can get a download of even just things to just speak over yourself. Very simple, but things to be able to speak over yourself that are truth, that are loving, that'll help you, you know, and we're believers. So we're going to give you some scriptures. We want to give you scriptures to help you just speak the truth over your life. And then we're also going to give you some stuff that's going to like, just, you said, I can't remember exactly what it was, but you said you're going to give them things that you speak over yourself, but then like actual steps or action steps or something like that.
Well, like when I, cause you know, like with scripture, like I take the scripture and then I like speak, like I take it and then like speak it into my life, you know, so I can put that on there. I can give you, I mean,
what
obviously I guess I'm an open book. So if you need something, want to ask.
Yeah. But we're here. We're going to give you this download. We hope that it helps you if you're going through this. Maybe we'll even try to come up with something for the spouse who's not struggling, you know, struggling. And
well,
so
I think too, like you could take those, like that same, you know, download and pray those over your spouse. Or use those. Yeah. Like when they're like, I feel, you know, cause like, I'm feeling crazy today. Be like, no, you have a sound mind. Like that's the thing, is just speaking that truth over one, yourself, over your home, over your kids, your spouse, all of it. I mean, like it's helpful in all seasons, mm-hmm. you know, and, just, I'm like, so we have got to close the windows next time. I cannot stop. I am so distracted.
Oh my gosh.
So bad. But I did want to say this. Like if you are struggling, like, just know that you are not alone.
Yeah.
And this is not like, this does not need to be your identity or who you are. It's just, it's a season. But you're going to come through it on the other side and be able to help people and share and come alongside people. And, you know, as much as I wish that I didn't struggle with mental health, I've been able to have so much more compassion for people and so understanding. And when someone says, you know, my child is struggling with this, or I'm struggling with this, I really can say, I understand. Yeah. I understand. And so just know that you're not alone, that you can and will make it through, mm-hmm. and that there are better days ahead for you. And even if you can't see them right now, like, we will believe for them, for you. And sometimes that's what you need, is you need to know that someone is believing for the best, mm-hmm. even when you can't see it. And so... Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're so grateful that you guys are with us today. Thank you for letting us be vulnerable. I hope this encourages you and helps you. Remember, like, when it comes to mental health, it's way more important for you to just talk about it.
Yeah.
Take the action steps, what you need to do to be able to move forward. Don't fester and keep it inside of yourself. Share, talk. Go and seek help. Talk to a professional. Do whatever you need to do to get out of that place, because that's not what the Lord has for you. And we truly believe that for your life. But again, thank you so much for letting us be vulnerable. We hope that you come back next week. Make sure you click subscribe and share this with your friends. We're grateful for you guys, and we'll see you next time.